The Gemara Masechet Krisis, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, at the beginning of the Gemara on top of the Amid, quotes Mishnah Masechet Machshirin. The Mishnah Masechet Machshirin teaches us, the main purpose of that Mishnah is to teach us, as our Gemara teaches us as well, the halachas of what liquids are considered liquids that are machshir food, lekabel tumah. And the Mishnah says there, Hamoichik is a krisha. Somebody squeezes out a leek, the vegetable leek, and water comes out from that vegetable. Or has soichet, somebody squeezes out water that is besoroi or beksusoi in his hair or in his clothing. Mashk shebetoichoi, the mashkin that are in it, ene b'chiyuta, are not considered water that is machshir the kabel tuma. Rav Menashe Klein Zitzal in the Shalos Teshuvos Mishnah Halachis Chelik Yud Aleph Siman Resh Pei Tes point out a very interesting machlokes rishonim that has very significant ramifications for Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah says, as we just read, that somebody who's squeezing out the water from his hair. Rashi says that he walked out of a merchatz, he walked out of a bath, and he's wiping his hair with a towel. And so do other Rishonim explain that's referring to a situation where he's wiping his hair with a towel. However, Tosfos, the very maskal hamoichik, the Mishnah is not referring to a situation of somebody who's walking out of a bath and is using a towel to dry himself. Rather, it's talking about a situation where he's squeezing out the hair with his hand. So the question that he wants to address is the issue of using a towel on Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Ches on the base, quotes a Machloikus Amaroim if there's an issue of squeezing hair on Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef of the opinion that there is no din of schita on hair, and therefore they explain that if somebody needs oil they on Shabbos and they need to deliver it, they should pour the oil on their hair and then squeeze it out. Rabbi Ashi disagrees. He says that it's referring to a situation where you tie a keli with oil to your hair, and that since it's not derech hatzah b'kach, there is no issa deraisa. The Rambam paskins that there is no schita on hair. But the Magen Mishnah says there is an Issur Rabbanon to squeeze out liquid from the hair. And therefore, Paskins, the Magen Mishnah, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Chof Sif Katan and Haig says this as well. Somebody squeezes out his hair of water is Osam of the Rabbanon. And somebody goes therefore to the mikvah on Shabbos should careful not to squeeze out his hair. Now the Koskim discuss what will be if you dry your hair with a towel. What will be the halacha? The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi has a discussion on this issue in Perek Yud Dalid, and he says that somebody, water that's absorbed by a towel is, the water goes li'ibud. And therefore, he says, the other paiskim that say this, that there are two durabonans. Schitis aluntis is certainly not an issa deraisa. And moreover, when the water is not for any purpose, there is no issue. The Ben Ishchai, however, says that if somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, he should be careful not to squeeze his hair. And even if his hair does, and he should bring a towel and wipe his hair. And even if the hair gets dried that way, it's not a regular schita, schita kalacha yad, it's a schita derabanan, and therefore it's mutter. So too does Rabbi Yoshev in his Kaibis Tshuva say that one should be very careful when putting a towel on his hair or on his beard, should be careful to put it slightly, not in a way that it should cause schita. So this issue of schita on a person's body is discussed by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Beis, B'Alocha Divrei Machzkel Oso. And the Mishnah Berurah says there that hair which is still connected to the body, there is no Isser of Kibbutz. And therefore he says, you're allowed to wash your face, even if you have hair, a beard, and it's not considered, even with water, and it's not considered a Maisa Kibbutz. What he does say one should be careful is that you have to be careful when you do so that you shouldn't have any hair come out. And you should be careful not to squeeze the beard, because everybody agrees that, as we're learning, that there is schita midrabanan, there is schita midrabanan by hair. And therefore, any liquid which is absorbed into your hair, into your beard, you should be careful not to squeeze out. However, there are poskim who are a little more lenient, as we discussed, because they say that since schita sar is only the rabbanon, and moreover, I don't need that liquid, so it's a situation of trade rabbanon, and therefore they're a little more lenient with that question. The other place that this question comes up is if you want to clean your table. So if you have liquid on your table that you're trying to clean up and you're using a piece of material to clean it up, so if the liquid on your table is colored, so there's no issue. But if it's clear, so you should try to use a clean rag. And if there, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Bei Sifkat Nun Tes says that if you're using a rag which is used just for cleaning your table, and you don't care if they're full of liquid, then you could clean as much liquid as you want, only to be careful that it shouldn't get full of water to the degree where water will come out by itself. So you should always be careful that if there's a lot of liquid on the table that you're trying to clean up and you want to use a rag, use many rags, or maybe get the water, the excess water off. Where there is a question is, let's say the liquid fell on your tablecloth, which is made out of material, or there you have to be careful not to squeeze, because you could come to squeezing the tablecloth, which you don't want, should have those liquids in them. As I said earlier, Rav, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos and Perek Yudala discusses these halachas as well. And he says if you're washing a child on Shabbos, you could put under him a towel, even though that towel is going to get wet, as long as we said a moment ago, the towel is a clean towel. If your face gets dirty, you're allowed to use a cloth napkin to wash it. You're allowed to use a cloth wash napkin to wash it. A paper napkin, a paper towel is always better. But if you can use, if you want to use a cloth, as long as you're careful to avoid schita, it's mutter. You could dry your hair. But as we said earlier, squeezing the hair out of the liquid is certainly awesome with the Rabbanon, as we quoted the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah. If you're using a paper towel, as I said a moment ago, that's certainly not a problem. If you're using a towel, it's mutter again. Just be careful not to let to wipe the extra water from your hair, especially from the beard, that the towel should not get that wet that you may come to squeeze the towel.